What's up, everyone? We're back with Apartment 5H. I'm here with my partner, Jim's World.
What up, what up?
And today we have a very special guest. Our own Ish is in the building. Hi! Yeah, come on.
Very special.
Well, then forget it then. He's not special. Thank you. You're regular, degular, schmegular Ish. Welcome.
Welcome.
I was trying to give you like a...
Thank you for having me, dog. I'm good. Why don't I do that? We cool.
You like ruined like my whole mojo. Like now I have to like readjust. How are you?
I'm well, yourself?
Good. It took you a long time to get here.
Yo.
You got hit with a congestion
crisis? Everybody got to move to New Jersey, dog. Everybody moving to Jersey. Come on over to Jersey.
I'm trying.
The commute is easy.
I agree.
We good.
I agree.
But nah, thank y'all for having me. I'm just fucking with you.
We glad that you can make it.
Glad to be here.
Before we really start, though, I want to give like prayers and thoughts to those that are in L.A. There's a horrible fire happening right now. So our thoughts and prayers are out there with all of our people. So you will persevere and you will make it.
Damn, that shit moving fast.
Very.
I was on the phone with, you know, Simba. Mm-hmm. I'm on the phone with Simba last night. He's like, no, that shit 2 miles away from my house. I said, nigga, 2 miles is right there. That shit ain't nothing. He was sending me pictures of that shit out the window. I'm like, some shit we never, ever experienced. So, yeah, thoughts and prayers to them. That shit is crazy.
Yeah.
Ghana, too, right? Something happened in Ghana.
And there's something going on in Ghana, too, with the fires, right?
Ghana, too. Mm-hmm. It burned down. I guess they got, like, a big flea market.
Yeah, they do.
That they go to, that everybody go to and sell their merch and stuff. And it ran through the whole flea market.
The
so,
whole
it said
thing?
They fucked their economy up. Yeah, they can fuck their little economic structure.
The economy is already bad. I was just there in November. That market that they were talking about, I literally was just there. Like, a lot of people sell stuff there. Like, a lot.
It's big?
It's big. Yeah, very, very crowded. Big. It's very important. It's very important. So I'm really sad to hear that. So also, thoughts and prayers out to Ghana.
Indeed.
There's a lot going on in the world. And then, hold on, then I heard on Earn Your Leisure that a lot of people were...
None of my niggas. I wasn't saying it like that.
He thinks it's cute. He's like, oh, Bianca knows something. Anyway, I heard that a lot of people got dropped from their insurance companies, home insurance, before the fire.
But they said that last year, the California home insurance companies were saying that they couldn't get policies. So niggas had these expensive ass houses and couldn't get insurance.
That doesn't make any sense.
That shit is crazy, dog. Mm. That is insane.
People feel like there's like a conspiracy going on. Would that make the real estate, would it make the land, let me rephrase that, would it make the land cheaper?
So absolutely. From what my man was telling me, where the fires are, like Ashton Kutcher had to move.
Mm. Yeah,
his shit burnt up. Like
Paris Hilton's crib is gone.
Nigga. They gonna rebuild their
Yeah. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
You
like,
know,
they gonna rebuild their shit. You got some 10,000 square foot shit. You're like, you know what? I want to up my shit. Let's make it 20. You get what I'm saying? So the people, from what I hear, that it primarily affected, and I could be wrong. I don't want to, you know, be disrespectful. Or,
right. A loss is a loss.
To nobody. But the people that I hear it affected, a lot of them gonna be all right. Again, it's still inconvenient. It's still, especially when you come to loss of life and shit like that.
Absolutely.
You don't want to be insensitive, but... they said it was in like the Palisade part. Mm-hmm. Oh shit! And
people with money.
I'm not really familiar with Cali like that, but they said where Ashton Kutcher got to leave, Paris Hilton got to leave. Like these is different types of bread, but are still fucked up nonetheless.
Ricky Lake, her crib is gone. See, now my question is though, for those who are not well off, right? Mm-hmm. Like there are some people like not necessarily in that area because we know it's like 5 football fields long now. Of damaged property. Mm-hmm. So for those who are not well off, let's just say it's an average Joe, and not average Joe, but let's just say someone making $100 a year, I don't know.
If they didn't have insurance.
And they were denied my insurance, what does that mean for them?
I mean, I don't know that. Like, I'm a real estate dude, but I don't know that because that's something that's foreign to me.
Yeah.
I know I've had a house before that didn't have insurance on it, and, the dude next door was losing his joint. So he tried some arson shit. And that shit jumped to my house. I lost that house. It was fucked up already. Mm-hmm. But I had gotten architectural plans and was about to rebuild the house. And when the fire jumped on, it did way more damage. And this was around the time when real estate was low. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even in my best interest to renovate the shit. You know what I'm saying? So I've never had an issue, though, where I was trying to get a claim on a house and the niggas just stopped my insurance and now I'm fucked up, I would assume they got to start from scratch or come out of pocket.
Mm. Now, I don't know. I just want to know, is the land going to be cheaper? Because that's something I came across,
too. If you can't afford, like, what happened in New Orleans? I heard the investors was going down there giving them niggas $5,000 for they land when Katrina happened. I heard they was going down there like, yo, what's up? You good? $1,500 for you. What's up? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I heard type of time they was on. So I would assume for the people that are not well off, it could just be a ploy. That's where conspiracy theorists are going to come in and say, yo, y'all did that shit on purpose to get their land for the cheap, knowing that they didn't have insurance to build it back up. So now you caked up. You going to just come offer me $100. What I'm going to say?
Right.
You got kids, nigga, like $100,000 cash in my hand. Right. Give it here. I'll sign this over to you. You know what I'm saying? So
especially if you have insurance. Like,
it's a possibility. I wouldn't put it past nobody nowadays, dog. The economy about to be worse. I wouldn't put it past nobody.
You think it's going to get worse?
I know for a fact.
Come on, why?
Technology. Mm. Think like, dog.
Yeah, AI is replacing when you a lot go of people to, right now.
No disrespect to nobody. Dog, I live in Jersey. Well, we go to Wawa. Go to Dunkin' Donuts. Go to ShopRite. Go to the mall. The mall used to be the jobs for the bad bitches. Mm-hmm. When we was in high school, the cute chicks worked at the mall. Now, nigga, 45-year-olds, no disrespect to them, are working at the mall.
Yeah, yeah, you have to.
40-year-olds are at Wawa. Yeah, like, dog, yeah, it's niggas, they can't. They gave all of the AT&T jobs away.
Yeah, they did.
You know, niggas used to be in the call center working, making decent money. Sure. Them jobs is in India now. Those jobs is in other countries now. They not doing that shit. Accounting used to be safe. Everybody's like, yo, you go to school for accounting, you good. No, nigga. They putting the shit on a zip file, sending that shit to India. They 12 hours ahead of us in time. You come in at 8 o'clock in the morning, they've already reconciled all your shit. Mm. They paying these niggas $14,000 a year, $22,000 a year, somebody that would be over here getting 80 or 90 bands.
And let me tell you, they are even going to start replacing people in India. I heard they're bringing AI to India, like, to replace the people.
I said technology was just a piece.
So, to add to that, right.
Dog, toll booth niggas. Anybody, yo, Home Depot.
And people used to retire from them toll booth
jobs. Used to make money.
Yes. It was like government security type of job.
I seen some shit. They used to be saying that the 18-wheeler truck niggas, they was like, that's foolproof.
Yes.
No. They got AI doing that shit now. They got the automated shit. They going to start carrying loads cross country. The trucks don't got to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Because it's laws. Like, you can't drive a certain amount of hours before you got to rest. Got to rest by law. So now the AI truck don't got to rest. You feel what I'm saying? Like, my man and them work at the port in Jersey. Jersey, one of the most important ports in the nation. Mm-hmm. So they just went on strike. They about to strike again. Mm. Because they trying to do the automated shit. You know what I'm saying? It's to devalue the niggas' money.
Crazy.
Yeah, but on the flip side, too, that's going to take a little while because did you see there was a man that took a self-driving taxi?
Mm-hmm. And the taxi kept going in a circle and got him out. Nigga almost missed his flight.
Can you imagine an 18-wheeler, like, and something happens like that? Are you, bruh?
Look, you're going to pay. And we're going to tweak it.
That's true, too.
And we're going to tweak it. And we're going to tweak it. Just like every other machine, we're going to keep tweaking the motherfucker until it works.
What job can we think of that, besides being, like, I guess, a personality, but even still, right, you could do AI, and, you know, you see AI people on, you know, on Instagram, like, I bet you, like, those booty girls, they may not even be real anymore.
Nah, they got the AI bitches. I heard they bad, too.
You heard or you know?
I don't know. My man was telling me. Joe. Joe was talking about it the other day, saying that
Joe, you he was on some AI shit movie?
On AI. And his girl had to tell him it was AI. They say you'll always look at the hands.
Oh, that's they said you
they
can
can't
tell?
They can't do the hands right. So anytime
they got the lobster claws,
you see the bad bitches with their hands. They said that might be AI.
They ain't gonna argue back. I take that.
Shut up.
That's fine.
What was that movie? I mean, it just came out. The joint with Megan Fox.
Oh, damn, I saw it too. Trailer I forgot Megan the Fox. Yeah, but she also tried to kill off his family. Serves you right.
He cut it off and fucked it up, but she was a maid.
She still caught feelings, so.
They probably.
And those girls catch feelings and whoop your ass.
The AI bitches?
The Megan Fox robot bitches. They, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't fucking with them. They will beat your ass, okay? So go ahead if you want to.
I'm going to keep it a buck with you. This shit is scary. They said that a report came out that in the next 2 years, we might have 3 million permanent job losses. That's a lot of people. It's 300 and something million Americans, but 3 million motherfuckers that never get a job again or that particular career is gone. That's a lot.
Man. That's scary.
That's scary, dog.
Damn. I mean, what can we do? Like, what position do you think? Yeah, I knew you were going to fucking say that shit. I knew it. But you know what? But you're right. But you're right.
I don't want no smoke.
How? Okay.
Apartment 5-8.
All right. So that brings me to my next point. So what can someone do? Like, let's just say someone's never been in real estate. Like, what are, like, the top 5 things if you want to get into that industry? Why are you making that face?
I'm listening to your question. Processing your question.
Yeah, well, that was a stank face. That was like a constipated IBS.
I was just me so good. I don't want no smoke with you. All right,
okay. So
she on one today.
No, I'm not. You saw his face. It was like, why is she asking me this? Okay, so let's rewind. What are the top 5 things that someone who's not in the real estate industry that wants to break into it can do?
In my opinion, this is my
opinion. Of course.
To be totally successful, the first thing you gotta do is just transform how you think.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
All of us, right? I don't even know everybody in here, but I know we all from the same background. Mm-hmm. Especially us as blacks from the urban area, dog. We spend money on so much bullshit. Mm-hmm. You gotta really transform your brain to say, "Fuck that watch, fuck that car." You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck these things that we've been programmed to think that is the shit we should be buying. That shit is nothing. That shit is really a poison. Honestly, all jokes aside, that shit is poison. Like, that's number one. You got to literally change how you think, because even when you fuck with these houses, I know niggas that was showing up at their tenants' houses at Friday nights to get their rent money and was blowing the rent money. You know what I'm saying? Niggas was going to Sue's blowing the rent money. Niggas was going to Greenhouse blowing the rent money. You know what I'm saying? So, again, you still, even niggas that was in the game was still doing dumb shit. And I watch niggas that, even me, I watch people that might have been on my level way far surpass me because I was still outside. You know what I'm saying? I was still going to Chart House. I was still going to this restaurant, that restaurant. In 05, I'm traveling. I'm doing.
That was his Bobby Shampoo days.
05.
Chart House.
You get what I'm saying? I'm talking 05, 06. I'm going to this country. I'm going to that country. And these niggas is just doing moderate vacations. But I'm trying to do the fly shit.
Flued out.
You get what I'm saying? I'm trying to do the fly shit. And they was just stacking. And they just literally, I'm talking about, I got friends that make me look like a welfare case. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just because they was disciplined. They never bought a nice car. Mm. I know niggas that got millions of dollars. They never had a car that cost more than 30 grand. You got to really be a disciplined dude or woman to do that. So to be really successful, it starts mentally. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then pick up a book. Like, you got to start reading. Anything that you want to do that's new, you got to start reading that shit, yo. And again, a lot of us come from flip culture. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A lot of us come from flip culture. So we used to, I spend $1,000, do what I got to do, get 2 back. Go take that 2, get 4 back. It don't work like that. Most businesses don't work like that. That's why a lot of people, they run the crypto, because they hear about the quick flips that niggas is getting in crypto, when traditional investing don't make 100% gains. It just don't. Mm-hmm. Like stock market gains historically, probably around a good stock market broker will get you 10, 15%. He had clients out the door waiting to spend their bread. Crypto niggas like, yo, I put in 5 grand. I got 77 grand in a year. Where do I sign? You know what I'm saying? So, again, we got to kind of break that. But I think you got to just start educating yourself. I think that real estate for me, I just was having a conversation with one of my men. He's a stock dude. He a monster in the stock game. And they had a segment on another podcast, and they were saying that stocks is better than real estate, and the black people really made most of their money in the real estate game, and the white people made most of their money in the stock market. And they were saying, and I was like, yo, I think the reason for that, they gave a different reason. It's a few reasons, but they gave a different reason. And I was just like, yo, a lot of us in stocks, most times you got to buy a stock for it to make bread. Real estate is borrowed money. So you could borrow, you could get $1 million asset with 30 grand.
Yeah.
You can't get $1 million worth of stock for $30,000.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? You can't get $1 million worth of stock for 50 grand, 60 grand. That's not going to happen. If you start a sneaker store tomorrow, you got to build that bitch out. Mm-hmm. You got to stock it with sneakers. Nike going to treat you like a peon, right? They're going to make you take these Air Zoom, these Air Zoom da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- ones, but you got to take these air bullshits over here too that sit on the shelf forever, right? So to get a sneaker store, you got to spend money to get the sneakers.
Yeah.
You got to spend money to get the t-shirts, spend money to get the shorts. You're not walking in the door on net 30 terms. So for all of those other things, you got to put your money out to get the money back.
But you also, you may have to do that depending on what type of shape the property is in so that you purchase, right?
But if I'm starting out,
yeah,
I don't recommend nobody start with a major fixer-upper.
Okay.
Like, that's big boy shit. Like, niggas be like, yo, don't buy houses. Start with new construction. I don't tell anybody to do that. Some okay. people tell them to do that. I don't tell nobody to do that. I think that you got to get your knowledge up before you can step into those arenas.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying, nigga? Learn how to make a layup before you trying to get a dunk. Like, you got to do mm-hmm. certain shit, and you got to crawl before you walk.
Yeah, that's not easy, especially if you come... Listen, a lot of people don't come from households where people know how to fucking own put a
house.
Shelf up.
My mother never owned a house.
You see?
See what I'm saying? So,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, but my... It's not even five things for me. You got to change your mindset.
Three things?
Change your mindset. That's number one. That's mm-hmm. paramount. If you still thinking about balling, you're going to get money. And that shit going to run through your hands. Now you got to change that furnace. And you fuck. Now you got to do this. You fuck. Now you got a tenant that moved out. And they moved out for 3 months. You ain't replace them. You fuck because you're spending the money. You know what I'm saying? You ain't putting back in the kitty. You're not putting back in the kitty. So now you're going to be fucked. Just read, yo. A lot of people, I didn't have nobody really.
I was going to say, you're self-taught, so, for the most part.
Kind of. I am and I'm not. I started going to seminars a lot early on. I was spending money to go on seminars. And, again, I would go to your shit. Then I go to your shit. And all three of y'all said the same thing. I'm like, all right, cool. That's concrete. At least I know these 3 millionaire motherfuckers told me to do the same thing. It must be some validity there. You get what I'm saying?
That makes
then
sense.
Then I go to your shit. You might tell me one thing new that I picked up. It might have been worth the $500 to learn that one thing. You know what I'm saying? I started educating myself. The good thing with today is if you follow the right motherfuckers on Instagram, they're giving away information all day.
That's true.
These niggas be 27. Lambos, 6,000 square foot houses, Cullinan over there. You like, damn, nigga. You 20 what? They teaching you all day. Corporate credit this, line of credit that. Yo, I know girls. I don't know them personally, but I see girls 24, 25, 26 years old with 6 trucks. That's they shit. These young niggas got a encyclopedia information that we... I'm 48, yo. We didn't have nobody telling us that.
Well, that's my next question. Because growing up, we're told, like, don't open a lot of credit cards.
It's bad business.
Right? So I want you to debunk that myth. Like, y'all heard that too, right? Like, you shouldn't have more than, like, 2 credit cards.
Yes.
So why is that false?
I'm black.
I know.
I'm joking. So I can't, you know what I'm saying? Yo, the old school thing in the black community is I don't want to owe nobody nothing. Mm-hmm. All the old heads be like, yo, if I can't Latinos pay for too. It, I don't want that shit. Mm-hmm. I ain't fucking with no credit,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to owe nobody nothing. I don't want to be in debt. I don't want nothing. So we was taught, like, I remember one time me and my mother got in an argument. She had credit cards and she wasn't using them and she closed them shits out.
That's so bad to
I'm
do.
I'm like, yo, what are you doing? Yo, dog. Just listen to me, please. Mm-hmm. Like, And that's what they learn.
Okay, wait. So there's 2 things then the audience should know.
Sure.
So how many, like, why is it better to have more credit cards, obviously be responsible, and 2, why is it bad to close an account that you're not using?
It's bad to close an account because it's a few reasons. All right, so let's say you had 100 grand worth of debt.
Mm-hmm.
You spend 10 grand. Your ratio is 10% that you spent. Let's say you had $20,000 worth of credit cards. You spent 10 grand. Your ratio is 50%. Your credit is going to go at the 50% ratio. Your shit chilling at the 10% ratio.
Yeah.
So if you got a whole bunch of credit cards, you got a whole bunch of available credit. If I come to borrow money from you and you see I got mad credit available, you're like, yeah, my nigga, huh? Mm-hmm. But if you see I'm kind of fucked up, like I only got $20,000 worth of available credit, I spent 18 of it, you're like, I don't know. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the ratios, the two highest things on your credit report is derogatories.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly is utilization.
Right.
Utilization is how much credit you have versus how much you've used. Mm-hmm. So again, if you had 100 grand worth and you only used 12,000, nigga, you're chilling. You don't look like you starving. You don't look like a risk to do business with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when you closing these accounts out, my nigga, you fucking up your utilization ability, potential. Secondly, when you closing out accounts, a lot of one of the things that they base your credit score on also is length of credit history. So if you've been in a credit game for 30 years and you got a credit card that's 30 years old, yes. You now I got credit that's 3 years. Which one looks safer to loan mm-hmm. money? The niggas that been operating they shit for 30 years responsibly or a nigga that just got in the game and got 3 years of credit under their belt? You get what I'm saying? And some of this shit is just logical, rational stuff.
Like car insurance, in a sense. The longer you had your license, the better.
But,
no, it is. It is. I don't know why I'm paying so much. But anyway.
But with the credit game, that's just one thing. But again, from our upbringing, our parents never wanted to owe nobody. Now, a lot of these people came from sharecroppers. White people was taking their land, giving them debt that they never could pay off. You get what I'm saying? And stuff like that. So debt to them was taboo.
Mm-hmm.
To us, we've changed or retaught. You unlearn and reteach yourself. Dog, if I've got $300,000 worth of available credit and somebody come to me and be like, yo, I'm kind of fucked up out here. Yo, my Benz paid off. Yo, you got 20?
Mm-hmm.
You got a Benz. That's worth 40 for 20 because you was just available to take advantage of that opportunity.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with real estate. If you got $300,000 in the tuck and somebody selling a 4-unit in Cleveland for 50 grand, 80 grand, 70 grand, you could go borrow that money off the cards, get that joint. Let's say your card, let's say your credit card payments are $1,500 a month. The rent is paying your credit card back.
Mm.
You're not even paying it back. The rents pay your shit back.
So when you're talking about credit and real estate, so do you mean like using a credit card for a down payment?
You could use a credit card to buy a house.
How? Like, what do you mean?
It's deeper, like, but you could use credit cards to buy property itself. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So it's just ways that you could do a bunch of shit. If you don't have the money, you don't got the money.
Yeah.
But if I got a stack of credit cards, even for some temporary shit, mm-hmm. I buy a flip. I could literally fix the whole entire house off of credit cards. I might not have bad bread I'm sitting on.
Mm-hmm.
I got to use my money to pay the mortgages, mm-hmm. right? So, but I might have enough money, literally, to pay the electrician, to pay for all the material, frame this bitch, roof this bitch, do all that stuff off credit cards. I bought a house for $100,000. I put $50,000 in it off of credit cards, and I sold it for $220,000. I made $70,000.
Mm.
But without those credit cards being available, you don't even have a means to renovate the house.
Would you say that's a better route of going than borrowing from the bank? Or would you say maybe borrow from the bank for a down payment, but then use your credit cards to renovate if need be?
Yeah. For me, acquisition is the key. However you can acquire the property, you do what you gotta do to acquire the mm-hmm. property, and you look at some of the other things later.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not telling you jump off the roof with no parachute. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. However you get to the money, you get into it. But that's where credit matters when you're borrowing from a bank.
Yeah.
Credit matters. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have a credit history, you don't got no credit cards, you got this one card, they might not feel comfortable loaning you money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of us, especially in New York and New Jersey, we hustling. So dudes be having 2 and 3 side gigs that might not show up on a paper statement. So when you go to a traditional bank, they want to see your W-2s. So you might have only made $70,000 at your job, but you got a publicist hustle. You got a blah, blah, blah hustle that don't show up on paper. So you can afford the mortgage right. comfortably. But the bank might not loan you no bread because on paper you look like you can't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just a bunch of different ways to skin a cat. for me, real estate is the best vehicle for me, because you could be in a real estate game and you could start the real estate game with limited money. If you pick out the right property, you could walk into a property that's already rented. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, and you pay $3,000, he paid $3,000, he paid $3,000, it's $9,000. Mortgage is $6,500. $2,500.
Sure.
Walked in the door, closed on the third. Let me get that. And let me get them security deposits. You don't pay mortgage the second month. So now you get another $9,000. You up. Before your first mortgage payment even started, you got 15 bands. So for me, it just made more sense than any other games. Other games, niggas make money in. Don't get me wrong. It's a million other vehicles that people use to get bread. For me, the real estate game was one of the ones I got introduced to first. Like, I wanted to be a stockbroker. I was Series 7, all that shit, studying, doing it, all of that. And the real estate shit, I went to a seminar, and they just taught me mad shit. And I just hit the ground running like, fuck them stocks. That's what I said. But
fuck them
I'm
stocks.
Not knocking nobody to make money. I'm not knocking the stocks. But again, for me, it's just what I see. Like, for me, the CEO could do some bullshit in the stock of a company, and now your value drop. I mean, if you're the right company, it's going to come right back. But
we see how people get disposed of all the time, especially right now. So
I'm just more of a real estate. Like, I know what it's going to be worth when I buy it.
You just dropped mad gems, by the way.
You asked me.
You did. So thank you for that. He gets so shy.
Ignore you. Where my water go? Oh, I got it.
What? Why? What the hell is he doing over? You can put it right there.
I ain't want to block the shot.
You're not going to.
And I ain't want to give Poland Spring no free promo.
You can turn it the other way. But you're right about that. Matter of fact, we'll tag you. You know you can tag products in, like, your videos now.
You're a publicist.
Well, I told you, actually, you should get... First of all, did you bring a sweatshirt for me? Like, I asked? Falling off.
Dog, I barely made it. I don't got a haircut or nothing. You talk about a sweatshirt.
No. You're supposed to bring me a sweatshirt. You're supposed to upload your shop onto YouTube. That way people can tag your products when they wear it on camera.
Okay.
Right?
Gotcha.
No. I'm so sick of you. We're going to have this conversation off camera, because, you know, there's a lot of things you're supposed to do. A lot of things you're supposed to do.
5H.
As a matter of fact, see, everything you just said right now would be great if you, like, went on Instagram once a week and spit this game live, right? I think people would tap in for some free game. I gave you a plan. You confirmed.
Yo, fam, could we move the podcast?
Yeah, we can. Okay. I'm just saying, I'm over here making media plans for people that are gold, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. On a lighter note, first of all, I'm really fucking with that song. LeAngelo?
Ball.
Yeah. That shit? You like it? That shit is dope, right? He just heard it the first time today.
For the first time? The first time I heard it, I was like,
hot boys.
I thought that shit was Juvenile Son or something. I'm like.
But it's like Big Timers with a sprinkle of French Montana, I feel like, in the Coke Boys.
I thought Manny Fresh did the beat and everything. I'm like, who the fuck did that?
Well, it is like kind of like Get Your Roll On-esque.
That's his first and only song?
I think. It's his first song. Mm. I don't know if that's
I don't think
only.
It's going to be his only. I think after.
I would love to hear what his father say.
Oh, his father, I think he commented. I think his father commented, like, something about, like, well, obviously he supports it. And people were saying, oh, he's a lucky man, like, all three of his sons, like, are successful. And they're doing well.
That's not luck.
No?
Give that man his props.
Mm-hmm. For being a good father.
Yeah, he raised three boys to go on to be successful, battling whatever the fuck black men go through in America, that he did that. And he predicted that shit when he was in high school. Mm. Like, my kid's going to be that. Yeah. Actually, who's the first one? Lonzo. Lonzo the oldest, right? Lonzo, niggas was fucking with him because of his father.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, his father was talking so much shit that when he first stepped on the court, they're like, oh, word, that's you? Take that, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta give that man his credit. We don't be giving proper credit.
I agree.
Yo, he raised three black successful boys. And then from what I heard, he got Lonzo down as the writer. Mm. Got the writer credit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think LaMelo... Which one is the youngest one? I don't know their name.
It might be LaMelo. Is it LaMelo?
I think LaMelo is the youngest one. He got him down, like, as the producer.
Yep. All three of them.
We gonna get this bread.
All three of them have credit.
We gonna get this bread, my nigga. Like, whether you produced it or not, I might have paid somebody else $5,000 for the beat. Nigga, that's your beat. So you're going to get the pub off the beat. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You got to
respect that. Yo, you got to respect that. I don't see no negative.
I'm going to download that shit.
You know, it is dope.
And that shit dope.
And no video is out yet. It's just like a visualizer. It's not like a real video out yet for that song. And it already has, I think, 5.6 million views on Worldstar. Because I assume that's where he premiered it.
Hmm? How long has it been out?
It's only been like 5 days.
Like since the weekend.
Yeah, it's been like 5 days.
Something like that.
It's been like 5 days.
Once that shit hit the club.
What?
It's going to go.
I'm going to be in there.
I'm going to need to see the strip club with that.
I like the place.
Now you know you'll be falling asleep by 8 p.m.
Who?
Granddaddy.
All right, well, it might be a night I want to be up by 2.
Oh, yeah? Matter of fact, your birthday's coming up. Is that when it's going to happen? Can I go? Can me and Jim go? Can we go? And why not? And Tone, can we go?
Why not?
Badoom choom. No.
Badoom choom is my
favorite. What the fuck is
badoom choom? It's like the little drum, like badoom choom. Like, you know.
Oh, shit.
You know. That's like an old school sound. You know.
That's Spanish drums.
Spanish drums would be the congas, okay?
Cool, fam.
Spanish drums is this, okay? You know. That's the way they hit. That's not bachata. That's salsa when you're hitting the wheel.
Your man, Bad Bunny.
First of all, he's out here single-handedly saving salsa music because there has not been new salsa music in a long time. Jim, come on. You got Puerto Rican in you. What's up?
I don't.
You don't have no Puerto Rican in you? No. Ain't Peter Gunn Puerto Rican?
No.
He's not?
My grandma's white and my dad and grandpa's black. Black and white.
You don't have no Latino in you.
Pause.
Uptown, baby.
Wow. Yo, you got crazy. White in you? Mm-hmm. You got to say with W-H. White? White? Mm-hmm. Wow. More? Yeah. Okay. That's another conversation for another day. I'm going to let you rap today. I need a second drink before I get to that level. No Puerto Rican? Yo, seriously?
Yo, when the last time South been here?
He was here a couple weeks ago. We did, what did we do? Pause. Mano. He was here a couple weeks ago, but we hadn't filmed in a while. We took a little break for the holiday.
The what?
We took a little break for the holiday.
What's that?
I don't know. Yeah, I know JBP don't know about breaks. I know.
Oh, no. I don't know about breaks.
I know. Why,
y'all shouldn't either, though. Y'all product dope. Y'all got to keep feeding the niggas.
First of all, we working, okay?
I see.
We are working.
I'm serious, y'all.
And this is the person that's doing all the work right now.
You can't go outside for a week, yo. You gotta be outside every night. First, you get your clientele up. You can't just not go outside.
I'm trying. You know, I do 5 different things. Like, I be tired.
You're Jamaican.
I am. Well, yeah, I am kind of sort of. You know what I'm saying? You know what I do? I do a lot.
I call every day to come outside.
No, you don't. The last time you called me was last week when I was sick.
Let's get a drink. Where you at? Let's go here.
That's a lie. You said you were going to hit me on Sunday and you never did.
That wasn't the day you didn't feel good, right?
Yeah, it was the day I didn't feel good. You said, stay your ass home, but I'll hit you on Sunday. And you did not.
All right, you're right.
Yeah. So anything else? Because I'm ready for you, both of y'all.
I don't.
Pause.
It's your show. I'm rocking with whatever you ask me.
No, listen.
You lead the show.
I hang with the best of them. I'm not scared. I could be in a room of men. I don't give a fuck. Okay?
Well, you babysitting.
All right. No. Okay, hold on.
Are y'all doing drinks yet?
No, we're doing apartment 5H neighbor activities.
Mm.
Oh, matter of fact, that's what we're going to call it. Neighbor activities.
Gotcha.
Can I get some of that?
It's a Crip
shit. What?
Neighborhood.
Is that a Crip term?
Neighbor? Yeah. Well, not neighbor.
Well, we are all inclusive here, but you know.
Do your thing. Yeah, make sure.
You know, family. Speaking of reality, first of all, yo, wait, did you watch the Jerry Springer doc yet?
No.
Anybody in this room?
I didn't see it.
Thank you.
I'm not the big doc guy.
Oh my God, no. How is this the last bit of juice? I can't drink this.
I bought 2.
We drank that.
No.
Crap. We drank the other one.
Really?
Okay. You know what? Time out. Sorry. Time out.
Time out.
I know I bought 2.
No, we drank the other one. You know what? I'm about to make a spritzer.
You know, one thing about you, you're going to make some shit up.
I used to be a bartender way back when I was in college.
Oh, really?
In Applebee's in Co-op City. Shout out to Co-op City. It's no longer there, though. All right.
Okay.
What?
No, that's a good party tonight.
Maybe, huh?
Y'all still recording?
Yeah, we're still recording. This is Raw Dog. Pause.
Oh, you said time out.
Time out, but I mean, the cameras ain't on.
Stopping the recording. I just know where to edit it.
Okay. Oh, all right. Throw me off.
See, look, this is a whole party right here.
I guess.
It's a whole party right here. Why, where you partying tonight?
I'm going to go to Salsa. On the peak party. His birthday was in
Salsa. Salsa con Fuego? I ain't dressed for that. I look crazy.
You got to be dressed for Salsa. So Fordham Row.
Yeah, I know. Be having some good rice and beans there, though. I don't know. Let me see how I feel after this recording. You know, I might pull up.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I'm good, but...
I know you good.
I'm chilling.
I know. You be home. Like a good guy. Mm-hmm. A good guy.
Yeah, I might go to whatchamacallit. My man sent me the lineup for...
What?
Flamingos.
Flamingos?
It's in Jersey.
Wait, hold on. We need to...
What part?
Hackensack.
Hackensack? That's my town. Well, not my town. I'm in
Is
Fort Lee.
Is it across from a gas station?
It's right on 46.
Oh, it's a bank over there. I've been in there.
You look traumatized. Is it okay?
No, hell yeah, it's okay.
What are you thinking about?
Flamingo.
Nah, I know you went. He went to like a deep thought. Like,
I was weighing my options.
You know what I mean?
I wasn't thinking
about. When are you going to Flamingo?
I'm not even sure I'm going. I might go though.
What, today?
Yeah.
Yeah, get the fuck out. No, he not. He's a liar. He's going home after this. Stop.
Okay.
What I'm saying, Bianca, you got it.
He's going to go home and do his crossword puzzles. He ain't going nowhere.
You got to kill her. I don't want no smoke.
Oh, why shit. Are you going to Flamingo?
I'm not sure.
We'll talk.
Yo, anyway.
Mm-hmm. As far as like the Jerry Springer, I brought that up because they were saying in the doc that he was pretty much like the pioneer of shock value in America. And I'm thinking, because I was little watching shit that I should not have been watching. I think Richard Bay may have been the first to do it, though.
Jerry might have been.
Richard Bay came before Jerry, like, as far as primetime TV.
He didn't take it to where Jerry took it, but...
He didn't, but he started it with the big titty bitches. Sorry, big titty women.
There's people out before him, I think.
Before Richard Bay?
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
And that's some old school shit.
Maury's after them?
After. That's what I'm saying. Richard Bay.
Maury wasn't even shocked like that, neither.
You are not the father. Shock the shit out of me.
Jerry Springer had niggas.
Jerry Springer had someone who married a horse on TV and made out with the horse on TV.
And they sisters and they.
Excuse me.
Yeah, Jerry might have.
Yeah.
Nah. But Richard Bay started with the shock value. He used to bring the porn stars on TV. 11 a.m., porn stars were on your TV. Like, and this was like major networks. Like I remember being, I think I was probably like 11 years old and I was home. My mom had like her water broke for my sister. And as we're waiting for my stepfather to come home to take us to the hospital, I'm watching Richard Bay.
You found your career.
Big titty bitches. And you know what? No, Ricky Lake. I looked up to Ricky Lake. I wanted to be Ricky Lake when I was little. What?
I didn't say a word, dog. Okay.
So it like, our talk shows, well, were talk shows like kind of like, well, let me rephrase that. Are podcasts kind of like the new talk shows? If you really think about
it. That's a good assessment.
Right?
I could see it. I think, you know what? I ain't gonna say that because it depends on the pod. All podcasts different. Like some of the major podcasts be the criminal mind shit. You know what I'm saying? Then some of them are educational. Some of them are real informative.
But like entertainment podcasts, could they be deemed kind of like the new age talk show?
It could be.
I feel like it. Because and shock value is still very much a part of podcasts, right? Mm-hmm. We see people who do what is it called? Rage bait. We see people, that's where they yelling on camera to get attention. Like that's the new thing. It's shock value. Talk shows were known for their shock value. Because if there was no shock value besides, let's say, Oprah, she was the only one that was able to get off a talk show and be, like, wholehearted about it. Everyone else, if you didn't have a baby daddy that wasn't the baby daddy...
That's not true, y'all.
Who?
That's not true.
That's not necessarily a talk show.
Ellen, Oprah, fucking... Okay. Jennifer Hudson got a show.
Okay.
Mad nigga, you know how many talk shows it's been? Ricky Lake, all of them had shows.
But Ricky Lake toted the line. it was be sometimes you'd be chill, and some days it would be shock value.
You're telling on yourself, y'all.
What are you talking
That's
about?
The shit you tuned into. All the ratchet bullshit.
I can't deny it. Ratchet I do, but with class.
It's mad podcast. It's mad podcast of all different. Again, you might want to jump on a financial podcast, and they will tell you about stocks, real estate, fucking all types of small business shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's possible.
Podcast to me feels like barbershop conversation I can sit through. I can't sit through no formal TV show like type of. So it depends on the structure.
But if you saw all of a sudden a big titty woman do a split on stage, you.
That's not what I go to. Like a barbershop conversation is about the interesting topics and how we speak about it. So something that walks by. Girl might walk by a barbershop, everybody gonna look, but while they're talking about that topic, so that really doesn't kind of like play into it for me.
I don't know, I think it depends. Because barbershop topics also, they talking about,
whole feel, like just the whole group.
But they're still talking about shock value shit. You sitting around a barbershop conversation, people talking about shit like Al Poe.
I could sit and watch that, but I couldn't sit and watch Oprah.
Oprah was boring as shit.
She used to have great ratings, but I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
We was kids. We didn't want to see that shit.
You weren't like, a kid. That was, you were a teenager. No, I'm just joking.
That wasn't our demo.
No, it wasn't.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that wasn't our demo. But the 45-year-old white ladies would have jumped off a bridge for shorty. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just...
That's part of my Oprah was, you get a car. You get a car.
Yes. Yes.
There you go.
Now, and I think podcasts also toed the line between that and reality TV.
I think is leaning, especially in
especially Joe. In our demo. Sorry, but
in our demo, it's just our demo. Like in the urban demo, I think is leaning more toward that.
Because that makes sense. What's starting urban to happen demo is doing that.
The fame piece starts to make people want to know about your personal life.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Like, so the black podcasters that are popular, niggas starting to look at them like celebrities. And so now once you begin to that celebrity realm, niggas want to know about your actual family, about your car, what you did, how you was raised, all that shit. Like, you start to, niggas start to start trying to peel back the layers of your life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I just think that we've kind of, for, you know, a certain group of people that are in the genre, they starting to be so famous or popular that they starting to get that reality. So if something happens, you can have an argument with your girl. Mm-hmm. That shit is on page 6 now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Whereas before, nobody give a fuck if you had an argument with your girl.
Right.
Now, once you reach into that quote-unquote famous or celebrity bag, that anytime you step out your door, a nigga got their camera out. Like, I'm not trying to be funny. And I don't think I'm famous at all. I don't go nowhere without somebody asking me to take a picture. That shit is mad uncomfortable. You get what I'm saying? So now, you got to kind of watch what you do. You got to watch how you... I don't give a fuck how I look, but you know what I mean? I'd be at Home Depot looking like crazy. But now you got to watch what you're doing outside. Because people literally pull their camera out and be like, yo. So I just think that that's where the reality TV intersection is coming. Between podcasts, the more popular the podcasters get, now we doing that.
Yeah, but also I feel like JBP, like... First of all, Joe is very good at navigating those waters, but you have like different outlets like that report on the podcast. It's like there's JBP Elevated, Danny from the Stop. Like they literally like watch the podcast and they report what happened. They pretty much do like a summary.
I never heard of them.
But they also dive into like the personal stuff. It's just like you have people like really like tuning into like on screen and off screen.
Like gossip?
Yeah.
Yes. So, but very it's no gossipy. Different.
But again, I think that comes with the, I don't want to say famous piece, but.
Oh, but it comes with the territory.
It's like the Inquirer, my nigga.
Yes.
We as kids, niggas would be like, yo, Michael Jackson had sex with a goat. And that shit would be right on the front page. Madonna got 3 titties. And niggas is buying the magazines. When you in the grocery store, it's no different.
Yeah, right by the cashier. I'm not going to lie. I used to read as much as I could before with my turn.
Now niggas will go look at Nori or look at Gillian or look at us. Yeah. Or look, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I think a little bit more us. Mm-hmm. One, we got more personalities on the show.
Right.
Two, we film longer than everybody.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be like right? 3 hours.
And so now people feel like with us, they are a part of our show.
Which is a gift and a curse,
and
right?
And we give more personal shit than most people in the space. So if you sitting up there talking about, I don't know, dog, you jerked off to Martha Stewart. Now niggas in your DMs sending you Martha Stewart pictures.
I can understand
that,
though.
You know what I'm saying? Now niggas like, yo, Ish, here go one for you. She look like Martha, and now I get a whole bunch of old white ladies in my shit that people start.
First of all, Martha's a bad bitch, but go on.
Shooting at Martha. I'm just
saying. She's a bad bitch.
But you get what I'm saying? So
yeah, she a gangster.
That's what happens with the fame or the popularity of the show. They feel like they are a part of the show. And Joe has curated an audience because Joe used to be on before the podcast doing the same shit. You know what I'm saying? So this shit is second nature for him. You know what I'm saying? Joe's married to the job. And so.
What about you, though?
It's hard for me.
Yeah.
I get criticized for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I don't want nobody in my business. My business is my business. Whereas Joe is married to the job. Joe, the gig is the gig. Like, whatever it takes to get the job done, he doing it. He's just dedicated to it with no, you know what I mean, no looking back. So, for us, a lot of us are new here. You know what I'm saying? So, me being in Wawa with my mother or me being in Walmart with my mother in Virginia and somebody running up on me, that shit is different for me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Not just that, Joe's been in entertainment for 20-something
years. Yeah.
So it's a different ballgame for him. You know what I'm saying? He was rapping first, and then he spun that off into podcasting. So him being a public figure is not new to him. He's been a public figure for 20-something years.
Well, what does your mom say about that, though?
I try to keep my mother, especially. Mm-hmm. My mother's, like, uber religious. So okay. I try to keep my mother away. Because we talk before.
yeah, of course,
our
course.
Shit is nuts. So we talk crazy, wild shit. So I don't want my mother sitting up there hearing me, yo, nigga, you had these bitches up on the chandelier. Da, da. Like, I don't want to hear my, you know what I'm saying?
But there's a different side to it. There's that side, and there's a side where it's like, my son is like, you know, my son is famous.
I'm not famous.
Well,
but I get what you're saying. Like, I get what you're saying.
You know, I'm pretty sure your mom is proud of you. So that's what I'm.
I would hope so.
That's what I'm getting at.
I would hope she was proud of me if I was picking up leaves. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, when you're with her and people want pictures, like, what's her reaction?
It's different. It's different.
Yeah.
When I'm with my girl, like, my girl's kind of getting a little accustomed to it. Okay. But it takes.
I know she'd be wanting to whip a big.
Like, no, we overseas. Dog, niggas coming up to you like that shit is different.
It's
something that takes getting used to. You know what I'm saying? Like, and again, where we from, niggas run you like.
Yeah, of course.
Put my leg back, I don't square my body. You know what I'm saying? You
tense up.
You doing all types of shit.
Yeah.
All, like, everything. So, you know, again, I'm getting a little more accustomed to it, but it is what it is.
Aside from y'all podcast, what's your favorite pod?
I don't even watch our shit. I don't watch no podcast show. Where's one I don't? Yo, you know what happens with it? Our podcast is so long. Pause. We might shoot 7 hours of content in a day. And then another 7 another day. So throughout a week, we might give you 16 hours worth of content in a week. Whereas the average podcast is doing 1 hour a week.
Yeah.
Right. We doing 16 hours a week, 17 hours a week. Yeah, like with our shit, my nigga, like we shooting 16, 17 hours worth of content a week. Yo, I don't have time
to watch,
to go back now and go through the whole 16, 17 hours for that week, right? And then go look at somebody else's shit 2 and 3 hours. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to start to look at some of the other podcasts so I could kind of pull from their performance shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's certain dudes that's just performative. So, I don't know if you watch, but we had Dr. Umar on one time.
I watched it.
And so me and him was kind of going, and they like, yo.
I like him.
I probably fuck with 90% of the things he says. You know what I'm saying? it's a 10% thing that'll really
he bear off sometimes.
But I watch how he performed, right? So Joe is amazing, but I see Joe every day. You get what I'm saying? It's like if you Scottie Pippen, you see this nigga every day, you like, all right, it's Mike doing what Mike do right. until Karl Malone come in the gym or until, you know what I'm saying, another nigga come in the gym and you like, damn, this nigga crazy. Like, he got that step back. Because that's some shit Jordan might ain't had.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Jordan had that little get you on the block, I'm going to cook you. Now you motherfucking Mitch Richmond come in the gym or Mahmoud Raouf come in the gym. You like, damn, this nigga is crazy with it. So now I'm starting to see other people that are good on camera and I want to kind of steal from them. I want to kind of see, all right, cool. His back to the basket game is crazy. Right. This nigga right here, mid-range game is crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I want to steal some shit from this person, steal some shit from that person to try and incorporate it. So that's what, if I'm watching a podcast for real, it's for that. It ain't really for the content for me.
Right.
Because I'm contented out every week. You know what I'm saying? Again, we shoot more than everybody in the industry, damn near, bro. Especially on this side of the ball. Like, I'm sure some white podcasts that I think are daily. Even Cam and Mace, I think, shoot daily. Or 4-4. Yeah,
Cam and them shoot daily.
But they not shooting 3 hours a day.
Mm-mm, they should be 47 minutes sometimes.
You hear what I'm saying? Yeah. 50 minutes. So it's equivalent to an hour. So that's 5 hours for the week. My nigga, we do 5 hours in one day. You get what I'm saying? Like, yo, we have 4 hour podcasts. One be 4 hours long. And then right after that, we doing another 2-3 hours right after that. So when you start talking about content, my nigga, my girl will say, yo, what y'all talking about today? I was like, man, I don't even know. Niggas be in my DMs, yo, you sound stupid, nigga. I'd be like, what you talking about, man? I probably sounded stupid on 77 different things. Specify which one I sound dumb on.
The dope shit about y'all shit, it'll say it in the corner of y'all topics. Yeah. That's the best part of it, because I can get to what I want to see.
They do that.
That's dope.
But, this shit has been, it's a ride. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely a ride. It's something that, I'm a shy nigga, like, I don't really talk to strangers.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? So like, people in my hood be like, yo, it's crazy to see you up there.
Now, you one of the reasons I watched you.
Thank you, yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no.
How you I'm not a celebrity. Like, how you would say that? If I see you in the store, I'd be like, bro, can I get a pic too?
Yeah.
I follow the show, so I see y'all in a different light.
I started watching it more when you got on.
I know appreciate what I'm
saying?
That.
You the only one to me that go back and forth pause with him, and you're not, like, quiet. If it's something, you're going to speak on it. That talk back, that, you know what I'm saying? That
speaks
mine, and yeah, because homie be controlling a lot when I watch it. He got his point, and he be sticking to it.
Yeah.
But if he say something that he don't like, he the only one to me that'll go back and forth. Like, nigga, fuck out of here. They was arguing about, like, the girl thing one time. I was on that shit, like.
I remember that episode.
I was on it.
I was a couple.
Like, nigga, you wrong, man. You wrong.
It's a couple was arguing about girls. Niggas be stopping me in the street like, yo. You was wrong about that bitch. I'm like, yo, dog, shut up.
Nah.
Like,
that's what happens when you Eskimo brothers, right? Do you get into arguments? No?
No.
What the hell is an Eskimo brother?
He doesn't know what an Eskimo bendito. You don't know what an Eskimo brother is.
She at work. Well, we've touched the same, you know what I mean?
Basically, you slept with the same woman.
I get it.
Oh, okay.
It was New York.
Eskimo brother. Yeah, I get it.
I'm not judging nobody.
I'm just saying, New York is mad small.
So shit, everybody Eskimo brother.
Yeah.
For the most
part. Or a lot of jokers be Eskimo brothers.
That's a fact.
Oh, you damn. Everybody shaking their head in here.
I never heard that term. I'm running with it. That's fine. Right. That's
cool, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Your term for 2025.
Think about this, yo. If you a dope chick, another dope chick that's around your age bracket has been in that circle or that social gathering,
mm-hmm.
like the women from the 80s in Harlem, they was at the Harlem spots.
Yeah.
So Rich and Poe was popping. Like, you get what I'm saying?
I'm not judging.
In my hood.
You might be an Eskimo sister.
Who, me?
Not sure.
You might be a penguin.
You could be.
You could be a penguin.
Y'all mind your business.
It's possible.
Y'all mind your business.
Eskimo
sister.
Yo, chick,
you gotta be Eskimo sister.
The women
sister
like
somebody.
The good niggas. The women like dope dudes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Right, so, and vice versa, I would hope.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It's okay.
Who's been potting the longest? Like, what is it? Joe, right?
Joe. In the black scene?
In the black scene, probably Joe.
Tax will be right before him or during.
I don't know.
Oh, that's a good question.
Tax was there.
Because Tax was, you know, if he was home, maybe.
I know they said, because we talked about this the other day, Nori started a little bit after Joe.
Did he?
Yeah. They said Nori started a little bit after Joe.
I didn't know.
Yeah. So I don't know about Tax, but Nori started after Joe.
Well, I mean, yeah, Tax probably started doing it around 2016, I would say. Maybe a little before.
And then Combat Jack, of course.
Oh, wait. Was he a star? Was he a pod?
Who?
Star.
Not initially.
No.
He tough.
No, Star.
He out here. No, I'm saying, I don't know.
Star is like.
But would a podcast have to be like more than one person? Like, because that would.
No.
Oh, so if you could podcast by yourself, then yeah. Because I know he is a beast. His commentary is hilarious. I'm not even going to lie.
He's the smartest shit. He's funniest.
Yeah. Yeah.
He objective.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he'd tell you in a heartbeat.
And he tough. He'd be talking shit.
I don't
have
no friends.
Yeah, he'd be talking crazy. He'd be talking crazy. He has no fear.
Yeah, he with it.
Nah, I could tell.
Nah, he with it. But, shout out to Star, too. But Combat Jack is the one.
He passed, right?
Yeah, he did. R.I.P.
You know what I'm saying? But, I think we are, and we just had this conversation the other day, which is funny. I think where we are in the space, it's accepted. Mm-hmm. Because when Joe first started doing it, niggas was looking like corny shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that is some corny shit.
That is true. Right.
Then you see niggas getting headway, and then Nori did it.
Pause.
Right?
Headway is insane.
It is kind of insane. It is. That was valid. Yeah, he's a pause police. Right. Sorry. We had the pause police thing.
But, Nori started, because Nori, I don't know if he went platinum, but Nori was a rap star. Joe wasn't a rap star. You get what I'm saying? So
Nori's a rap star?
Nori? What?
I mean, the N-O-R-E album. The N-O-R-E album.
Star?
Melvin Flint the Hustler, the album, what?
You crazy.
N.O.R.E. kind of, it did give him a lot of...
White people dancing to that. Once you transcend to the white people, fam.
Okay. Look, after that,
Is Nelly a rap star? I'm not comparing
Nelly. Well, Nelly is, that's different. You can't compare.
I'm not.
Even though, shout out to Nori. Listen, N.O.R.E. is one of the first rap albums I bought.
We're not comparing Nori to Nelly.
That was a great... No, we're not.
It's hard to
I'm just trying to say that was a great album. N.O.R.E. was a great album.
I was trying to think of somebody else.
Nori was like a gimmick to me.
Come on, y'all.
Bang Bang with Capone? Like, what are you talking about?
He was funny. I didn't even think he was taking rap serious at one point.
So the CNN album was gimmicky?
I like that. That was cool.
It was gimmicky?
Not gimmicky. That was tough for the streets.
Oh, yeah.
But he's not... He's not a lyricist.
Nothing can be gimmicky with Capone. Yeah. Excuse me.
What I think is he's saying anything.
Blood money? I ain't even gonna say he's not a lyricist. He ain't
cannabis.
He not rappity rap. He not going right. You know what I mean? Like he not going just bar you out the gym, pause.
He's funny. I thought it was
he was making good music.
I don't think he was a parody.
That album wasn't bad music. Yeah, like...
Wait. We saying that Nori makes good music.
He made good songs.
I think he had a couple of good singles.
A lot of people didn't have that.
He had albums. So
throughout the course of history, hip-hop history, there's some really good rappers that didn't have four good singles.
So if we saying Nori makes good music, what are we saying about Nas?
Oh, whoa, come on. We cannot compare the two.
Like
we're talking about Nori and Nas.
You
like,
said
all
star.
Respect.
You said star.
All, no.
Come on. It's different levels to everything.
That's what I was getting at.
It's star and superstar.
He lucked up.
He did luck up. I think he did luck up. I think he did. He might have. He might have. But
no, I'm a rappity rap listening nigga. He lucked up.
No, I think he might have lucked up and continued like on that streak though. But he did have hits. He did have that N.O.R.E. album, period. Like Body in the Trunk.
Give me a Nori verse.
What he said?
Yo,
I don't like. I like brains.
Bruh, when you put that shit on, it didn't matter what happened in 99, 2000. When you put that song on, niggas start jumping up and down. The floor start moving.
I think we was happy for him at that time. He got over.
Oh, yo, that's crazy.
No, but Eno.
The album after that, remember his pops died. The Melvin Flip shit, the whole story of his pops.
I wasn't that invested. I don't think he's. He's okay.
Who's your favorite rapper? Jay-Z. I knew. I told you it was Jay-Z. Jay-Z versus Joe Budden.
That's not even a fucking comparison.
What are you asking me?
We do this all the time, right?
Jay-Z versus Joe Budden.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go.
Who's better?
Who's better? I just said Jay-Z, my favorite rapper.
But wait, where did you get that comparison?
Because I just want to trip him up. We do that all the time.
Trip me up.
I can't trip you up?
No.
Let's think of something.
Jay-Z versus Nas?
Jay-Z.
He loves Jay-Z. Even though Nas, you know, come on.
Where were you when Ether came out?
Come on.
I think Ether's overrated highly.
What? You're bugging. You're bugging. Ether is not overrated. You're bugging. You're bugging. Ether is not. Why is it overrated?
Listen to the raps.
Of course I listen. I've listened to the raps a million times. What are you talking about?
Ether's raps are
fun. Nas is my favorite.
That's dope.
He was saying some shit in there.
What? You got whiskers like a rat compared to beans you whack?
Your man stab under me. You take the blame.
That's dope.
He was speaking truth.
I want you to
seem like.
Barf. Let's down. We going.
So fucking the nigga, baby moms and nothing on the baby seat was a fly.
He said I threw condoms on the baby.
It's crazy.
Disrespect.
Disrespect.
True. At that point.
Dick sucking lips. That's disrespecting. It's equivalent to you saying you was throwing condoms on my baby seat.
One came out after the other one. What I'm saying is, when you listen to Kiss Beans. That's rapping.
That's battle rapping.
Let's go. I don't think Ether is in the top.
You went with the crowd favorite. I felt like Nas was the underdog.
Put Ether
and he
didn't put anybody in front of that as a diss because it's not direct like saying Jay-Z. It's not rapping.
Like it's
a bunch of Jay-Z, you a bitch ass nigga. Then this.
Yo, you cracking on me, bro. You not again. Take Beans and Kiss. That's nigga. That's superb rapping. Take No Vaseline. Like, take songs like that. Like, no, just name
it. I know, Ice Cube.
So,
Ether's not the best, one of the best diss records in hip hop history.
To New Yorkers.
What?
To New Yorkers.
What? You're bugging. He won. Ether won.
He said he didn't win. I didn't say. It's not about winning or losing. He said it's Ether.
But you're talking about it not being a good diss song. You're bugging.
Better.
Like what?
I just named three.
No, you didn't.
He said No Vaseline.
I said No Vaseline.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're going back to 1988.
What Jay record diss was better than Ether?
Takeover was just okay to me.
Right.
It wasn't super fire. It was better than Ether to me.
No, it was not.
This is what I'm gonna say too. Takeover was shooting at multiple people. Had he dedicated three verses to Nas, do y'all think Takeover would have been better?
No.
Hell yeah.
You like Nas.
Wow. And you like Jay-Z.
But I could be objective. I said I didn't even like Takeover like that.
I didn't.
Yeah, I think Takeover was over it. Yo, the shit that Jay-Z do that I don't like, I'd be like, yo, that shit is ass. 444 to me is not a good album.
It's not.
And I'm a Jay-Z fan. I said Jay-Z's my favorite rap artist. When Jay-Z do some mediocre shit, I say that shit is mediocre. I don't have a problem with that. Like, I don't have this cult, right? I don't got to do that. Right? So when I look at my man shit, I could be objective and say, eh.
Yeah, I can too. I'm not going to say someone is just good because I like them.
But you studied the lyrics from Ether, though? Did you really?
Bro, the shit is mediocre and parochial. That's some juvenile rapping, bro.
Rockefeller died of AIDS. That was the end of his chapter.
Keep going.
Now, this the guy you chose to name your company? Negro, please. That's fire to me. I feel like he broke them down. Like
he's bugging.
That's fire to you?
He's bugging.
I mean, me coming from an era of like battle rap first and then industry music second, that ain't no fucking
that's
battle.
That's not fire.
That's not a battle. Like, that's just regular. Like,
Tonight, go home and listen to Beans Kiss.
We talk about it all the time. Speaking
Ether
of that,
Ether better than Hit 'Em Up.
Oskino said he wrote.
Ether better than Hit 'Em Up?
No. No, 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 no. Now, Ether is not better than Hit 'Em Up.
More believable.
Come on.
Is Ether
it's
better
not.
Than Hit 'Em Up?
It's not. Why are you looking at him?
I'm waiting for him to answer. He didn't answer yet. Oh, okay. Well, thank you. All right. Let me see.
But what is that? So what?
Hit 'Em Up is crazy.
No, I agree. I agree. I'm just saying, like, I just think that, you know, Ether was...
You feel like he had Jay against the ropes?
Yes. Yeah.
One man army, he did it by himself.
Who?
He fought back by himself. Nigga with more money than you, more popularity. He fought back, man.
But...
He just lost. I say he lost in the life part of it.
Who said that?
He
got a lot of money, though.
A lot, but I felt like he should have never came back and signed to him. Once you nothing on my baby seat, no, we can't never fix it.
Nah, I agree. I mean, but that's a Taurus in us. That's a Taurus in us. There's some things you can't come back.
We're not repairing it. And then I come and sign to it. Like, we're not repairing it. I don't want to do no song with you, bro. I'm cool on you. But
I think.
Why would you sign to someone who busted on your baby seat?
He didn't say he busted on the baby
seat. Same difference. Condom on the baby seat, busting on the baby seat.
It's right.
Then he broke the one was nobody was ill-matic. It's crazy, man.
That wasn't better than Ether though. No. Oh, no. What, the whiskers like a rat was better than?
He had little lines.
See, me and the boy AI got more
calm. Get it? That was crazy.
It's all right though.
It was crazy, but I don't like.
It's okay.
She was a chink in his fucking armor. Baby mama. I feel like if she wasn't there, he would have had it would have been.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't even know. I'm not the biggest.
I read her book too.
I'm not the biggest Nas fan. What I will say is Nas has two of the top 10 rap albums in hip hop history.
Don't matter.
Absolutely.
Don't matter.
And it was written.
It was written.
Yeah. You got a Jay-Z album better than Illmatic? And don't say Reasonable Doubt, please.
It's up there. I ain't gonna say it's better. Nothing is better than Illmatic.
Illmatic is retarded.
Nothing is better than Illmatic. To me, but there are things on board with Illmatic. I won't. You can't say it's better than it.
What's your best rap album?
Me personally, I don't have a best rap album. Yo, I got
top three
rap albums.
Mm-hmm. Oh God,
it was written. Me Against the World. Don't Reasonable Doubt.
That's a good three. That's a good three.
Did you not say Life After Death?
I did.
I wouldn't have put it on my top three.
It's not a top three album to me.
That shit is no misses.
It's an amazing album.
Double CD, no miss.
It's an amazing. So was, I mean.
Me Against the World better than Life After Death?
Me Against the World? Yeah. For me.
It might be.
How did?
It might be.
46.
Where I was in my life when Me Against the World came out, that was it for me.
It was the 90s, right?
Mm-hmm. It was 90.
That was 94?
94, 95. Like, I'm standing outside and...
Yeah, me too.
No. And Life After Death was good too, but...
It was Me Against the World was out.
Like, I got a story to tell on my
face. It has to be skips on Me Against the World, right? Not straight through.
It depends on who you are.
Wait, let me
look. Me Against the World was out.
Let me see.
Mobb Deep the Infamous was out.
Mm. You pick Me Against the World against All Eyes on Me?
Yeah. See, that's my point. It's where I was at that particular, what it is for me. Music resonates with the person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like,
so for me, yeah.
Ooh, it had Temptations on there. I forgot about that.
Like, I like Ready to Die.
Ready to Die was dope.
No, Ready to Die was better than dope. For me.
The skits was dope.
Nah, but Life After Death was better than
dope. Wait, what did you say?
Ready to Die was better than dope to me.
Oh, I thought you said it was better than Life After Death.
Well, that's kind of like what he's saying.
No, he didn't say that.
No, I didn't say that.
Is it?
No, I didn't say that. But like, it's rap albums that are in my tops that wouldn't be in Mad Niggas' tops. Like, I'm a Coogee rap fan.
I like Coogee.
Well, I gotta stay out this conversation.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like the Coogee. Big Daddy Kane. I'm a rap fan.
You feel only built for Cuba Links is overrated?
Yes.
Me too. I skip through shit.
Wait. Look, this is going to sound hip-hop blasphemous. So everybody listen to what I'm about to say. I think that when the Purple Tape dropped, it was so powerful and Wu-Tang were at a place in hip-hop where they couldn't miss. You know what I'm saying? And then with that production... And what they was doing, it was just something totally different. Them niggas just couldn't miss. But today, at 48 years old, when I go back and listen to the Purple Tape, it don't hit like that for me.
I just did that the other day. I was skipping shit.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah, but man. Then, yeah, that shit was like crap.
Genius shit.
Like, I like the... Yo, I was just
that was my guy.
I like Liquid Swords.
Liquid Swords.
Liquid Swords is my shit.
Guys, it's Swords.
Liquid Swords. S-W-O-R-D-S.
It's Swords. Okay, but the W is silent in the English language.
What?
That's not in Wu-Tang. That's not in Shaolin.
It's a sword.
The W is silent in the English language?
Yeah, it is.
Say word.
Come on, y'all got my eyes twitching.
That's not true. Swallow.
I can't stand when people say swords and when they say shrimps and when they say salmon. That should...
Swallow.
Now, that's a pause.
I'm talking to a female. There's no pause when you're talking
Are you
about
sure about that?
I'm positive.
Because technically, you're talking to both of us. It's a podcast.
No, I'm talking to you. He's
talking to you.
He didn't say it.
I'm just saying. Careful.
Who won? Beans or Kiss?
Nobody.
Well, get the fuck out of here. You gotta choose one.
No, I don't. That might be the
Why
best.
Why not?
That might be the best rap beef of all time. Verbally.
That's what we said.
Verbally.
That's what we said.
It ain't no, it's just not, he could say Beans and you could say Kiss and neither one of y'all will be wrong. It's just opinionated.
So you think it's objective?
Absolutely.
Subjective. Excuse
Absolutely.
Me. Subjective.
At 1,000%. I'm listening.
Come on, you gotta choose one though.
No, I don't.
Come on.
I don't. They neither
Why?
One of them really lost because they went crazy.
There has to be a winner in every battle. Whether it's by 1%.
There's draws in the world. You know that, right?
Double KOs, draws.
I don't know. We're not talking about
Beanie,
that right
Beanie
now.
Went
if you
crazy.
And as this
and Kiss went crazy too.
They did.
I liked Beanie more. I felt like he was the underdog. He was fighting.
He was the underdog.
He said J-A-D-A. Who you want
to win? You have to choose one.
Freeway in the background going,
You don't like Kobe, do you?
Right? I do now, but... So...
It all tracks.
I do now, but...
It all tracks.
But...
You said Kobe the GOAT? You like Jay, right? No, I said you like Jay-Z.
Yeah, yeah.
The people that like Jay-Z like Kobe.
Why is that?
See, I was there.
It's a certain mentality, yo. The people that like Jay-Z, they like Kobe. When somebody don't like Jay-Z, I immediately be like, you don't like Kobe. He never told me he didn't like Kobe. I asked him, yo, you don't like Kobe, right?
But I was against
You like Brian, right?
I like Brian.
I know.
I was against Kobe for my own reasons.
I like Brian, too. Jay-Z my favorite rapper.
At one point, we was told... Fuck Kobe. Oh, not that. I love Kobe.
Well, I mean...
Love Kobe.
I'm saying.
But...
Pre.
I was running around with Shaq for the whole... When they was beefing, he like, fuck that nigga, fuck that nigga, fuck that nigga. So we was like, fuck Kobe.
And now hear Shaq talk about him with
Now you love him to death. You know what I'm saying?
Well, by the way, this is Corey's cousin, so they have that connection with Shaq.
Well, we had the t-shirts on. Mm-hmm. Kobe, how my ass tastes. We was wearing them shits. Like, nigga, like... Mm-hmm. Pause. Damn, Shaq. That was crazy. But yeah, I like him now. A little...
No, it's just something.
What's the mentality behind that, though?
He keeps saying, yo, he was the underdog, he was the underdog, he was the underdog.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times when people are really good at what they do, and they know they're good at what they do, and they mm-hmm. carry themselves like, I know I'm the shit, and I'm good at what I do, it's almost a resentment there from a lot of people. Right? We see it with just certain people. Like, LeBron don't have the same bravado that Kobe Bryant carried himself with. Nas don't have the same bravado that Jay-Z carries himself with.
That's valid.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you're doing that, Kendrick don't have the same bravado that Drake carried himself with. And so when you carry yourself with that bravado and you're really successful and you're doing what you're doing, niggas going to want to see your downfall. Or mm-hmm. it's going to come with a level of resentment that you know
That's
what I'm saying?
True. It, That's
that,
true.
That shows.
That's true.
So that's how I
just always rooted for the underdog.
True.
Yeah, me too.
I get it. And Jay-Z wasn't the underdog. Right. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, I want to see this nigga Floyd get knocked the fuck out. Because right. the nigga's the greatest at what he does. Nobody can argue it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, how they sold them fights. Right. Floyd running down, jogging, eating chicken wings while he jogging. Rolls Royce, 17 Rolls Royces behind him. This braggadocious nigga. Next scene you going to see? Some Spanish nigga in Tijuana hitting the tire with a sledgehammer. That's, you know what I mean? Doing crunches upside down. That's living off the land. That's just this hump. That's That's how you selling
David. Snapping chicken necks.
You selling David versus Goliath. No, then this dude is in church every Sunday with his family. Then they going to show Floyd on the jet.
Yeah, listening yeah, to yeah, fucking yeah.
Shoot him up, bang, bang. We selling this David versus Goliath thing. Right. And so now, because we know Floyd is great. So we got to make money. So we going to sell this versus un. When niggas know Floyd going to fuck this dude up. But we going to pay this $80 just because we might want to see him get knocked the fuck out.
Or yeah. hit at least.
That's how we selling this. So, I remember Roy Jones start getting knocked out. Niggas was happy.
That's kind of fucked up.
You don't say.
That's fucked up.
You don't.
Niggas is happy that Drake is feeling this pain that he in right now.
No, don't me. Even get me started on that subject.
I'm just giving you an example. Niggas no, is I know happy, bro.
Which is disgusting.
They happy. Yo, I podcasting taught me this. Right? I didn't know that there are people that are just sitting at home saying the meanest shit that they could think of on the internet to people that they don't know, that never did nothing to them, just because.
Yeah.
Beyonce, yeah. fuck you, bitch. Your husband.
Yes. Yes.
Like, dog, they're you nasty. Living
for no
talk.
Reason. Mm-hmm.
You weigh 700 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce, you ugly as fuck, bitch. You da-da-da-da. You this, you that, right? I didn't know that existed, my nigga, because that wasn't a part of my world.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Now, they do it to me.
Right.
And I ain't did nothing to none of you niggas. And it's just, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't know that that existed. So I didn't know. And now, but it makes sense to me, because I done had 4 years to process that your life is miserable.
Yeah.
Your life is fucked up. You really want to know that Puff or Jay fuck with some kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would make you feel good almost to be like, yo, yeah, they fucked up just like us.
Yeah.
Right. Come down here.
Relatability,
get your
too.
Crab ass back down in this
yeah,
barrel
yeah.
with me and be miserable and fucked up with me. And that's a different psychology thing that I just learned. I didn't know that existed. I knew it was haters out here.
Right.
But I didn't. The haters that I knew, like, they see you. Damn, that nigga always shining, man. Fuck that nigga. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I didn't know strangers could literally just hate on another human being for no reason that did nothing to them. And you just want to see these niggas fall. You just want to hear some bad shit about a nigga that never did nothing to you. To me, that's insanity, my nigga.
Yeah.
I've never yeah. seen a man or one. I ain't really the biggest hater, period. But I never seen somebody that I specifically didn't know. And I just want to see them do bad, or I want to see something bad happen to them and rejoice in that shit.
But
that
that's shit always crazy. Been the case, though. Because if that's not why, that, no, though. Not publicly, that's what I'm saying. Like, the National Enquirer, like, no, but let me tell you, those magazines, they wrote about celebrities' downfalls. And that's what they did so well.
But they made lies up about celebrities. Like I said, niggas.
But nonetheless, whether they were lies or not, whether they were lies or not, it's still perpetuated the same thing that we see online. It's someone's downfall.
Maybe, but you know what happens? Online is something that we see every day.
Yeah, of course.
Average
of course,
human being
of course.
Wasn't buying an Enquirer. Everybody right. got a smartphone.
Right.
So this shit comes across everybody's
Everyone's
feed,
opinions.
Bro.
Everyone's opinions.
Everybody's
You feed. Know, you can see everyone's opinions, whether they're celebrities, regular people. So that's what makes it worse.
I wouldn't have thought
worse.
That. Again, somebody in Minnesota that don't know you right. is just saying some mean shit to you. Like, yeah. that shit was a learning experience for me. I knew a little bit because me and Joe used to live together. And I remember Joe's oldest son was young, right? And he talked slow, calm, real mild manner, even to this day. Smart as shit. And he's like, yo, nigga, your son is fucking retarded, nigga. Yada.
Ooh,
just saying the meanest shit you can muster.
And
I'm like,
oh. About a kid?
Why? Why? The thing is, why would you say that?
Yeah.
Right.
You don't even know this man. Like, why would you say something like that
That's
to
disgusting.
A fucking stranger, dog?
That's disgusting.
And what if it was true? Mm. What do you get out of saying that to somebody? Like, so that shit, that part right there, it didn't register. It still don't register to me. Like, I don't want to see no celebrity fall. I don't want to see nothing happen to these people just because. Like, that's crazy to me. That's something that I'm... seeing that is out there, but I didn't understand that prior to podcasting. I didn't, you know what I'm saying?
Misery loves
really,
company.
Yeah, I didn't really know that. Misery like, I heard company. It, misery loves company, but you would always be like, well, maybe they did something.
Right.
Maybe they didn't. You know what I mean? Like, I can only imagine the hate mail Kim Kardashian get. They just posted an article the other day about Kim. It said that with Skims, they never paid for marketing dollars or some shit. Like they never, like they did some untraditional shit.
Mm-hmm.
Where if they knew the Super Bowl was gonna come out, we gonna go hire Usher. We not gonna necessarily do a Super Bowl commercial. We just gonna hire Usher and had a nigga model our shit. Da 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 da. And then they went and got, I think like Selena Gomez, or they went and got these people, but they didn't do traditional marketing campaigns, and it panned out for them. And I was about to be like, yo, these girls, these women, are doing miraculous things. And everybody like, yo, they only rich because she sucked dick on tape. No, it ain't. Because there's a lot of bitches that suck dick on tape and they ain't turning to a billion.
Hello.
Or 2 or 3 billion.
That's right. That's right.
You get what I'm saying? Niggas don't want to convert. Huh?
He said he had a few. Shut up.
Well, anyway. You get what I'm saying? Like, yo, fam, niggas just don't want to give nobody no credit, and that's crazy.
No, it is. They hate
us. That's crazy.